Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. BFFT. Live from the home studios presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
I like to say that this radio show is three-dimensional. And what I mean by that is, you know, I used to listen to sports radio growing up. And I was in the Bay Area, I'd listen to KNBR 68, the sports leader. Ken Dito hosted a show called Sports Phone 68. And what struck me about the show, because it was my first experience in listening to sports radio, was that the host of the show did a good job kind of trying to be in the world a little bit. Like, he just wasn't talking about, like, the backup left fielder or what happened in that night's game. He was talking a lot about the fan experience. He was talking a lot to people who were at the game that night and maybe, you know, had arrived home and turned on the radio to call in. And I always thought, gosh, it feels really three-dimensional. Like, it's not just a show that you're turning on, turning off. It stays with you during the course of the day. And so when I, all those years ago, 14 years ago, decided to do this radio show, one of the things I aimed to do was to make the show three-dimensional. The Bald-Faced Truth Foundation is part of that. Helps kids in art, music, education, athletics. I think some of the heavy discussions we have on the show about family and parenting are sticky in that way. Like, you know, you may visit the show for 15 or 20 minutes or a half hour. You hear something. I want you to take it home with you. Like, I want it to stick to your shoe. Sticky that way. Well, our next guest in that same vein has got a story to share. Katie Fogger is the athletic department fiscal officer at Portland State. It's a serious job. You're talking about academics, you're talking about budget, you're talking about, you know, former athlete from Northern Colorado, was a swimmer in college, got an MBA, met her husband at Portland State, and Katie Fogger joining us now from, I'm going to guess, are you on campus? Are you guys in person yet?
I'm working from home still.
Good for you. I don't know if I'm ever going back, Katie.
I'll agree with that one.
I bring in Katie on because her family's got a story to share, and it's important. And Katie, I'll let you kind of take the lead a little bit on this, but there's a fundraiser going on, and it is tied to the Blazers-Suns game. And let's talk about your son, and let's talk about, you know, what people can do to get involved. First, let's talk about your son. Tell us about him.
Yes, my son, William Jackson, is 2, almost 3, and right before the pandemic started, he was diagnosed with a very rare disease called Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And Duchenne is a genetic disorder. It's found almost always in boys, and it's a mutation of the dystrophin gene that produces protein. So it's a progressive muscle wasting disease. It starts with your legs. These kids lose the ability to walk around 7 to 12. And it progresses through the arms and then eventually will cause heart and lung failure. And these boys are not surviving their 20s. So it's a completely devastating random mutation diagnosis for our family that we got last year.
Go ahead, Katie. No, go ahead.
I'm from Arizona, so we have actually connected with another family whose son has the same diagnosis in Arizona, whose name is Fritz. And Fritz and William both live with this incredibly rare, awful disease. And as we've learned over the last year, the way that these boys are going to be treated or cured from Duchenne is going to be completely different. And that makes it, you know, this not one solution fits all rare disease. And that is really how we have focused our time, is to understand that William's mutations, which is causing Duchenne, he's the only living patient today that has his exact issue. And there will only be one medical solution and one treatment for him. So we quickly found that no pharmaceutical company is going to be interested in pursuing a cure for him.
That's, as a father of three, my heart goes out to, first of all, you and your family. And, immediately am moved to try to help and do what I can do. Before we get to what our listeners can do and what I can do to help with this specific need, what was the first symptom that you noticed, you and your husband, as, William's 2 years old, cute as a button, by the way, wearing his Damian Lillard jersey on the fundraiser page, and he's holding up like a three, like he's just made a three-point basket. I love that. But what was the first sign that you had that something wasn't right?
Yeah, for our family, every Duchenne family is going to have a different story. And for us, it is, he's asymptomatic. So if you look at him and interact with him today, you wouldn't know that this is lurking. Ours was a very random test that our pediatrician ran, and it wasn't part of like an 18-month checkup or anything. It was just a random blood work to show liver levels. And then we proceeded down this very random path. The stars aligned that we got this diagnosis extremely early. So William is actually an asymptomatic Duchenne patient, which most kids are, until they start losing the ability to, walk, run, jump, and you can start seeing those symptoms usually around five.
The idea being here, Katie, that, there is a basketball game going on between the Suns and the Blazers that'll take place tomorrow. The fundraiser that you have going on with Fritz and William, what are we trying to do here and what can people do to get involved?
Absolutely. So our fundraiser is based on three pointers made. So you would go in and pledge, a dollar for every three pointer the Blazers make tomorrow night. Or if you're a Suns fan, which I hope nobody listening is, you could try to pledge for the Suns. And so what's going to happen with those funds is 100% of those proceeds are going to develop the custom therapies that these boys and boys like Fritz and William need. And we're talking the rarest of treatments that are going to treat one child, and that these children are given the opportunity to have therapy and treatment. The technology that we are using is going to be CRISPR, which I'm sure people are at least semi-familiar with, and really developing options for these boys to maintain their ability to walk, to live to see 30.
The game that is going on, is this all related around three-point baskets, the pledges that you can make? I'm going to tweet out a link to it, but what are we rooting here for? Are we rooting for a bunch of Blazer threes and, a bunch of threes in general in the game? What are we rooting for, Katie?
Yeah, so right now the Suns, unfortunately, are leading the pledges. So they have every three that they make is going to be worth just over $160 right now. That's going to go towards these customized therapies. And for William, every three-pointer made by the Suns, currently the pledges are at $120. So it's all about three-pointers for this game. We want both teams to make a ton of threes, but of course we want the Blazers to win. My husband jokes that every three-pointer Nurkic makes should be worth a little bit more.
I love that. It's incredibly humbling to me to hear the strength in your voice, you and your husband, obviously, the support system for your son, William. How hard has this been for you as a mom?
Yeah, it's not something that they write about in the baby books. It's a tough one to understand. What our role is going to be. Again, this is a diagnosis that's his, and we are a part of it, and we're going to be his strength through, whatever journey this takes. I have a lot of hope in the treatments. The reality is that there is no cure today as well. So when we can do things like this to raise awareness and to involve our community, it's how we're going to be moving forward.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you just, you know, all the support that you can get, I'm sure that, you know, your inner circle, this is how I heard about you and your family is, you know, from a close friend of yours who said, hey, you should have Katie on the show to talk about what they're doing. And, you know, I'm going to make a pledge, and I encourage our listeners to make a pledge as well. I will tweet out a link to it at John Canzano BFT on Twitter. The 750 The Game Twitter account should also retweet that. Katie, for people listening who just want to get involved and help, is this the best way, or is there a website they can go to get involved?
You can also go to Fritz and Friends MD, fritzandfriendsdmd.org, which is Fritz and Friends Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy. So fritzandfriendsdmd.org, and there's links to the three-pointer fundraiser that we're doing, and it also will allow you to learn more about Duchenne and, like you said, see pictures of these really adorable boys that are very easy to support.
Yeah, I challenge you to look at my Twitter feed if you're listening to this and not feel moved to help out. You mentioned that he's asymptomatic. You know, it's so counterintuitive, isn't it, when you see a kid who's smiling and laughing and non-symptomatic and knowing that, you know, without therapy and without a lot of help from listeners and good advances in science and medicine, that it's going to be an uphill climb here.
It is. Yeah, I think you see it in Camp Exceptional. I know our PSU football team donates their time there, and making sure that we're not as a society judging disabilities by what is visible is really important, and to remain inclusive. You know, our first line of action last year was to buy books that had wheelchairs in them, because that's not common for a 2-year-old bookshelf. It's going to be a wild ride. He is asymptomatic. We hope that continues as long as possible. But we also understand that these boys with Duchenne can go from asymptomatic to, you know, fully wheelchair bound in a matter of months or years. And so it is fully devastating, and, you know, no one's survived it yet.
You have mentioned that no two cases are the same. And to me, that provides a challenge by itself, because, you know, a lot of times you want to research and know what you're facing. Is that part of it difficult for you to know that, okay, we're not sure where this is headed short term?
Yeah, I think every Duchenne family is going to have their own story, and some Duchenne cases are going to be similar. There's common mutations. There can be duplications of specific pieces. There can be deletions. So even Fritz and William, like Fritz has a deletion of numbers 57, 8, and 9, where those don't exist. William has those numbers, but he has a duplication of 12 through 20. And that doesn't mean a lot to people who don't have genetic background, but, you know, for us, we quickly found out that there is nobody working on a solution for William. And if that work needs to happen, it's going to happen through our community. It's through efforts like this that's going to both raise awareness and funds. We are working with an organization on the East Coast called Cure Rare Disease that's working on both, you know, Duchenne and other very rare diseases. And it's a whole new model of healthcare where the N is one, and there is one patient that we're affecting, and that is enough to fight for that.
And, you know, it's what's moved me. During this segment, I am in the process of making a donation and a pledge. I encourage the listeners out there to get involved, to also give what you can, and, it, you know, and also pass it to people in your network. If you can post on your social media, if you can retweet it, and if that's all you can do and somebody ends up giving, or somebody who knows somebody who saw your post ends up making a pledge or a donation, mission accomplished. I say that we're three-dimensional and we're a community here, and this is one of these moments, I think, with William, who's 2 years old. I just challenge you to go to that pledge website page that I have tweeted. I'll post it on Facebook as well. And take a look at the two kids who are facing this condition and this fight, and be in it with them. Katie, thank you.
And if anything else, we need to just beat the Suns pledge.
That too.
Blazer fans need to show up.
That too. We cannot let the Phoenix Suns outdo the Blazers on this front. Katie, thank you for your strength. Thank you for sharing and being so candid with us. I'd love to get an update, check in with you as the story develops, and good luck tomorrow with the fundraiser.
Awesome. Will do. Thank you so much, John.
There's Katie Fogger, Portland State. She works in athletics, and her son, William, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, as she pointed out, no two cases are the same, and they're facing a lot of unknown. And I think it's a simple thing that we can all do today. I have tweeted the link to it, but if you want to get involved, if you want to help beat the Phoenix Suns on this fundraiser, if you want to motivate a two-year-old kid and his family who...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.